Mackay and the Wit Sundays, only way to wake up.
I can't get enough because it fits so right.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Got what I'm looking for.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Jay and Dave podcast. Jeez, we've got some good stuff on there, like Mark Williams, the lead singer from Dragon.
It's a great song from the 80s and 90s.
Show no mercy. Wow. What else we got? We got Adam Spencer on the podcast today. It's all about the Giant Drop too.
Well, if you missed it this week, here it is on this week's podcast.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Don't laugh yet. You can't laugh yet.
Okay, I can't help it.
Time for Theatrical Thursday.
Hooray for Hollywood!
It's quarter to seven. So what we do, Theatrical Thursday, we give you, well, you tell us a piece of a movie that you'd like to, for us to recreate.
Today's a special one because the new version of Top Gun Maverick, it comes out today.
And we're doing it no justice whatsoever.
I was laughing because of your wig. You're wearing this this wig to try and emulate Tom Cruise.
I look like Lord Farquaad from
you do,
from Shrek.
Stylish.
Fiona, Fiona, Fiona. Okay. So you're playing who?
I am playing a guy by the name of Hollywood.
And I'll be playing Maverick. Now, can you explain which scene this is? Because not everybody is a huge Top Gun fan.
I think everybody knows the line, I feel the need for speed. So they've just started coming out of their planes after the dogfight, and they're walking down the path back to the hangar.
Oh, is this more like they're walking in slow motion?
They don't actually walk in slow motion at all.
Oh, okay.
Believe it or not.
Is that what's that Aerosmith movie? Where the...
Oh, that's Deep
Armageddon.
Impact.
No, yeah. Armageddon, whatever it's called.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay.
Same thing, basically.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Ready. Shoot, I was so tired when I met her, I just want to sleep till she found the right zipper.
Why do you sound Texan?
Well, that's what Hollywood was, wasn't he?
May you get fungo and it drops off in the dirt.
What the hell's fungo? Hang on a second. Is that a typo?
I don't know. What is fungo?
Let's May Google you get that. Fungo.
Sorry, we digress. May you get fungo and it drops off into the dirt.
You hear about ice? You won another award. You won another one.
Oh, my God. We've destroyed this. I feel the need for speed. This is why they can't sell this segment off.
You might be right. It doesn't do you any justice either if you're going for a spot on that TV show that they're filming in Crossfire.
I feel if we had this music playing in the background, it would it would have enhanced the acting ability.
Oh, you want to start again, do you? Want another take?
No, we've destroyed it once enough. Don't do it twice. My God. It's in cinemas as of today. Top Gun, what's it called?
Maverick. Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah, right. Clearly, I'm a huge Tom Jones fan. I was about to say Tom Jones fan. Tom Cruise fan.
Oh, I can just picture Tom Jones walking down the runway.
It's like sex bomb, sex bomb. All right, Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
I was listening to the Rush Hour yesterday with AB and Elliot.
Yeah. Good show.
It is a good show. I mean, not better than us, obviously.
I don't know. We're pretty easy to replace. I
mean, yeah, we are. Yeah. But you can't let the bosses know that.
Yeah, okay.
Next minute, they put AB and Elliot in the breakfast show. So I was listening to them yesterday, and they came up with this topic about renaming Queensland. Did you hear about this?
Like from the Sunshine State?
Yes. Because,
or the smart state it was at one stage too.
AB was saying, we need to rename Queensland because it's not the Sunshine State. It hasn't been for a while because we've had so much rain. This is what happened yesterday.
It's time to rename Queensland as the Sunshine State because it doesn't fit. Mm. There's been a report today that says that parts of the southeast are only getting 3 hours of sunshine a day. It's misleading. It's false advertising. We need a new slogan for the state, and it can't be the smart state because I don't know whose idea that was years ago, but it was really weird.
What was yours again?
Eight straight state.
It works. I think it's good. Coops, 4X state. Yeah, and moist land. Because
moist land, because we've had so much rain, obviously.
That would be great. I think I've got a good one, though.
Mm.
Welcome to Queensland, the relocation state. Because everybody's moving here after COVID.
Oh, yeah, I guess. But isn't... Now that the borders are open, are the people who I've read that some of the people who came here from New South Wales, Victoria during COVID are now going, oh, well, the borders are open and the world is going back to normal.
Yeah.
They're going back to New South Wales, Victoria.
Oh, I would never want to go back to Sydney. Not to live, no.
133353. Can we come up with some names to rename Queensland? So Queensland, the insert your answer here, state.
The blank state. Yeah. Right. Okay. Queensland, the blank state. Fill out.
So what are you saying?
The relocation state. What about you? Have you got one?
Not yet.
Okay.
I should have thought about this before we went on air. I don't know. I'm thinking, no, it can't be about the weather because the weather's so yesterday and the Sunshine State doesn't really fit at times.
Yeah, and I think Elliot hit the nail on the head there.
The moist state.
Yeah, moist land. I love it. Lynn, what should the slogan be?
Underwater state.
Yes. That's a good one.
The scuba diving state. The life raft state? I don't know. It just seems
don't
like...
go without a snorkel state.
Yeah, pretty much.
Snorkel state. That's a good one.
I could see that on our number plates.
Yeah. Well, it fits.
Were we the smart state at one stage?
Yes, but that didn't last
long. If I'm the example of that, they got that terribly wrong. 133353.
Marvin's in Serena, mate. What should we rename Queensland as?
Well, would it be inappropriate to put on their pissed?
Well, maybe a little inappropriate, sure.
Well, it's true. I think we all like a bit of a...
We are changing, though.
A tipple? What do you mean?
A tipple.
Yeah, no, we're not all drunk all the time.
No, we're not. No, our lorikeets are, though, however.
Well, yeah. The lorikeet state. There you go.
There you go.
It doesn't really have
that's
a ring
boring,
to it.
Dave.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, no.
Thank you. 133353. What are they saying on Facebook?
They're saying the saturated states, the flooded states. Ross G says the spacious states.
We are very spacious.
We are. Michelle says the pothole state. That's funny.
That's very relevant.
Well, it is, yeah. Mm. Janelle in Kamala, what would you rename Queensland as?
I also name it the pothole state too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You'd have some big potholes around Kamala.
It's an absolute disgrace anywhere from Carmilla right up to Mackay.
Yeah. Yep.
It is pretty rough. And it gets worse every year, doesn't it?
Yeah.
From what?
I've got a point here.
Yeah.
You have to go and get your car a roadworthy to make sure it's ready for the road. But what about the road being car worthy?
Yeah, that's exactly right. But I could just, like, the slogan should be from one pothole to the next, the Queensland state.
Yeah. The goat track state. That, well, that's fitting too, isn't it?
Pothole bingo state. I'm just putting it out there. Let us know. Triple M Mackay with Sundays, AB and Elliot. They might be listening and do that this afternoon again, stealing some of our ideas.
Well, it's a good idea to run with it. Well, let's put it down.
Which one did we say? The snorkel state.
The snorkel state.
I mean, let's just run with the snorkel.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Coming up in June, Jay, is another big thing for the Airlie Beach Festival of Music.
Yeah, looking forward to this. Country, rock and blues shindig. Now, of all places, Dave, happening at Kinchin Dam in Mackay on June 17, 18, 19. I can't wait for this. It's going to be huge. It's great to see live music coming back to our region again.
Yeah,
too.
Classic band from the 70s and 80s that everybody knows, Dragon, now fronted by Mark Williams. G'day, Mark.
Hey, mate.
Hey, guys.
Thanks for having. Thanks for being on the show. I should say. I was going to say thanks for having us, but you were having us. So.
Oh, you're welcome.
How good is it?
Tell me about yourself, Jay.
I'll allow myself to introduce myself. How good is it though that you're able to travel back and get music back on the road? I mean, it's been a couple of years where we've been had downtime, which is pretty crappy for our musicians.
Oh no, it was. Everybody suffered. I think everybody still is too. It's slowly coming out of the woodwork. You know, we're slowly being able to get out there and things are going back to normal.
Yeah.
But it's still taking a bit of time, and I know it'll get back to something. I don't think it'll be completely normal as it was before, but you know, everybody's sort of a bit more wary of. I don't know, you know, anything or any of these things that go around, even the flu or the cold is like something to be sort of like, scary.
And things can change at the last minute. I think that's what we've learned from COVID. Like one thing can be one day and then the next day it's thrown out the window again. So and hopefully that doesn't affect our music industry again.
So.
Oh, no, that was happening to everybody, for the last 2 years. We suffered, especially in the last, from about June last year through to February this year. Mm. Absolutely everything was wiped out, So we're getting stuff back together. But there are fantastic gigs that are opened up now that Queensland opened up.
Yeah.
We've been out in the bush, out the desert, Townsville. It's just fantastic getting back out there. It's been two or three years,
Yeah. Does that give you the time that you spent not doing much? Does that give you enough time to maybe come up with new music? The creative juices start flowing. What happens?
Oh yeah, that kind of started and then petered out.
No, sounds a lot like our show.
No, we did get a lot of things started. We actually got a chance to go to New Zealand right in the middle of the COVID, and we had to sort of spend 2 weeks in isolation be able to do that. But they set us up with our own little bubble in the hotel and our own sort of recording studio and everything. So we spent 2 weeks just nutting out a lot of stuff that we're sort of working on now, that I'm finishing.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Well, I was saying this to somebody the other day when we were talking about Dragon and you guys coming to town and doing the concert. Do you find that your the demographic and who were in their prime, obviously, when, Dragon was in the 70s and 80s, but do you find that your audience is getting younger now? Because the minute I said Dragon to some of our younger demographic, they were like, oh, awesome band, can't wait to see them.
Yeah, look, I can't. We can't believe it either. We're just absolutely blown away. But I think it's all about the songs, I'm not sure whether the purists are quite acceptable of me being out there doing stuff, and that's okay. But because there's a brand new, as you say, there's a brand new audience that absolutely adore these songs. And I think that's what it is. It's not our songs anymore. It belongs to everybody else, It belongs to everybody. So, it's fantastic that they jump on it,
Oh, we love the Dragon stuff. Do you get to play some of your own stuff as well?
Oh, mine?
Love that song.
Yes, yes. Oh. What a great song that was.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. So, no, yeah, they let me do a medley of my hit.
I love it. My mom is a huge fan of Show No Mercy. Well, this is a true story. I'm in my early 40s. So as a young kid, my mum used to play that. She used to call it her cleaning tape. So that song would be on the cleaning
tape. Right?
And she would play that ad nauseum. So now that I work in radio and I hear that song, it reminds me of that. So
the vacuum cleaner going.
You've made it.
What's a vacuum cleaner? I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, we're really looking forward to seeing you guys. You can get your tickets from the Early Beach Festival of Music page here at Triple M on our page as well.
Yeah.
Mark Williams, mate, thank you so much for joining
us
today.
Thanks for joining us, mate. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day, and I'll see you up there. Jay and Dave
in the morning. I'll be up on the Triple M Towers roof in Victoria Street, dropping balls from our roof to see how high they bounce.
Yep, it's the bounceability factor with the Jay and Dave giant drop. And here's the thing, we don't know which one's going to bounce the highest.
Well, we're trying to determine which ball we're going to use for the giant drop. So your chance to win $5,000, register now, triplem.com.au. 100 people, 100 balls, I'll be numbered.
Yeah.
Whichever ball closest to the mark. When we drop them at the Mackay Showground, we'll win that $5,000. But the bounce of the ball is pretty important, I would have thought.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really want it to bounce too much, do you?
No.
When it comes to the giant drop itself, you don't want it to drop too much because you want to get so close to that X, spot.
Wouldn't you pick the cricket balls then?
You think that they wouldn't bounce? Is that what you're saying?
It depends on what surface we're dropping it onto, though.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Well, outside the Triple M building, there's cement.
Yeah.
So it would probably bounce there.
Maybe a little bit, but not as much as a football if it bounces on its belly. Depending on if it bounces on the tip of the football, it won't bounce as much.
So what have we got? What balls have we got?
We've got tennis ball. We've got a football. We've got a mini football you get in those claw machines with the kids. We've got a stress ball.
Yeah.
And also one of those balls from the ball pit the kids jump in.
133353. Let's take some bets here. Let's see which ball, or let's try and determine and guess which ball will bounce the highest when we do that after 8:30.
I say football.
You're saying football?
Yeah. You're saying cricket ball.
Oh, I don't know yet. It depends on what surface we're dropping it onto.
Well, at the back there, in the laneway, behind the Triple M Towers, with the cement.
I'm trying to think. Maybe tennis ball.
Good call.
Maybe the tennis ball, because they've got more bounce. I know cricket ball is heavy.
Yeah.
But then what Adam Spencer said to us during the week when he said, it depends on... Like when you drop a cricket ball,
yeah,
and in slow motion you can see that it loses its shape and then it bounces back, which means it gives it more projection.
Oh, okay. This could be anyone's guess. 133353. Which ball do you reckon is going to bounce the highest after 8:30 this morning from the roof of the Triple M Towers?
And we'll give somebody, if you correctly identify which ball bounces highest, we'll give you a ball.
Okay,
to be part of the 100 people.
Jeez, that's an incentive.
I'm going to say it's between the cricket ball or the tennis ball.
I'm going to say the football. If it bounces on its belly, straight up, bam.
Yeah, but then if it doesn't bounce, if it hits the point of it, it could bounce out of control, so that doesn't give it height. Now, this is not the actual competition. We're just doing this as a trial run to see how the balls go when you drop them from a height.
Yeah, we need to choose which ball we're going to do. It could be a tennis ball, could be the stress ball, could be the ball pit ball with the kids, football, cricket ball. No matter which one it's going to be, we need to test out that bounceability factor.
We
today.
Want to see which one is going to bounce higher. That gives us an indication on which balls... So if it bounces higher, do we want to steer away from those? Or do we want a ball that hits the ground and just stays there?
Something in the middle. Like, not too much bounce, but not no bounce at all. You know what I mean?
133353. This is a radio career highlight. Talking about bouncing balls. Which ball will bounce the highest for our giant drop? 133353.
Haley, which ball do you think is going to bounce the highest?
Look, in all jokes, if it's like my stress levels, I reckon it's got to be the stress ball.
I think we're all in the same boat.
So, in all seriousness, though, I reckon it's got to be the tennis ball.
Tennis ball. See, yeah, I'm leaning. It's either the tennis or the cricket ball, but I'm with you. I think I'm leaning more towards a tennis ball at this stage. So,
okay, I still reckon the football. If it lands on its belly, that's going to have a lot of bounce there.
Yeah, but what's the chance of that happening? What happens if it lands on its point?
Well, I'm happy to take the chance.
Andrew Morani, which ball?
I reckon the tennis ball.
Another one for the tennis ball.
Okay.
Or the cricket ball, because the cricket ball is pretty hard off the concrete.
Yeah. On grass, like, because we're going to drop these on grass when we do this in June, it probably won't have as much bounce, I would say. Stay there, Andrew. We'll get some details from you. 133353.
To Janelle and Kamala. Janelle, which ball do you think is going to bounce the highest?
I think the golf ball will bounce the highest.
Oh, they've taken golf balls out. We're not allowed to do that, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, what's left now?
Cricket ball, tennis ball, stress ball, a ball from a ball pit, and a football.
Tennis ball.
Oh, see? That's
why is everyone choosing the tennis ball? I don't think it's going to be that one, though.
Apparently golf balls are very dangerous, so we can't do that. Thank you for the call there, Janelle.
Hello, Triple M.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Which ball?
I reckon a golf ball.
I'll see. Yeah. Golf ball also is out of the mix now because it's too dangerous, apparently.
Yeah, and there's too many cars around the car park there, too.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't think about that. We're about to do this after 8:30. We didn't even think about the balls being thrown off the top of the building.
That's just the boss's car.
Mine's also down there.
It's just your car.
It's just my car. Jay and Dave in the morning. Live on the rooftop of the radio station here in Victoria Street. We really need to wash this roof. There's pigeons being everywhere up here.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're up there because there's no chance you could see me with the bird poo up there.
So there is. This is the chance and this is the time we've been waiting for. We've found balls to drop from a height to see how they react when we bounce them from a height, right, for our giant drop thanks to Anything Environmental in Padgett.
Oh, this is going to fail.
Which ball would you like me to drop first? The football? The squishy ball, the tennis ball, cricket ball, which one?
Let's go with the cricket ball, okay?
Right.
But just make sure you launch it out just a little bit because there's cars here. We don't want to... Well, just underneath the the building.
Okay.
But a couple of them jut out just a little bit. Okay, so up to level three, we've got the cricket ball.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, and drop. And it's down. And, there's a bit of a bounce on that one.
Yeah.
That could actually work.
I was actually surprised by that.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
And I'm surprised that I'm leaning over the edge of the ball.
Yeah.
Hello to our workmen. Can you zoom in on that camera person down there? They're washing the bin.
They are nicely. Washing the bin. Just okay, zoom down
job.
To him there.
Good
Sheridan.
Job.
Yep. He has right. no idea what's going on here.
Number two, okay. the tennis ball.
Number two, the tennis ball. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. Count me in.
3, 2, 1. And the tennis ball has dropped, hits the ground, and... Actually, that's about the same amount of bounce as the cricket ball, believe it or not.
Not as much height as I expected that one to be.
Yeah.
So let's go with the football next.
Okay, the football next.
This one, it could be dangerous.
It's the mini football. Here we go.
Here we go. Good luck.
Okay, there's a bit of wind that's just picked up. 3, 2, 1. It's dropped and, almost hits the boss's car.
Oh!
Too much bounce on that one, I think.
Okay, see, 100 of those, I don't know if that's going to work well.
No. Okay. No, I don't think so. Okay, so what's next? The squishy ball, the stress ball.
We got the stress ball. Here
okay.
we go. The Triple M stress ball.
Okay. Well, they're very well used, those ones.
You count me in.
3, 2, 1, and drop. Hits the ground. Hits okay. the boss's car. Lucky it's a stress ball.
Okay. Last one.
Okay, the last one
this is...
This is
the one that we've potentially been eyeing off to be the ball.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it just depends on how much give when it comes to the wind factor, the breeze factor, and that's the balls you find in the ball pits for the kids.
Ready to go?
So...
Here we go.
3, 2, 1. It's dropped. Well, there's a bit of... there's no bounce
See,
there whatsoever.
I think that's a better ball to do.
You reckon?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you not agree?
I think it's a toss-up between the ball pit ball or the cricket ball.
Okay.
I reckon.
All right. Well, let us know in the comments below. Which one do you prefer? We still have to decide this, right?
Well, yeah.
We've still got a month to go until we drop 100 balls at one time for $5,000 cash. So
I think, we'll choose which one between the two of those, the cricket ball or the ball pit ball.
All right.
And we'll leave it up to everybody else.
Check out the video now, triplem.com.au, our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sunday.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
You had a go at me on Facebook Live the last 10, 15 minutes.
If you've been on our Facebook Live stream, which we do every morning at 10 to 7, you would have seen what happened. Dave has a word that he says the wrong way.
Excuse me, I do not.
Everybody on our Facebook page, actually, well, no, one person agreed with you.
But they're all wrong. I say it the proper English way.
133353, we're not going to coach anyone. We're just going to leave it up to you, our listeners, to decide. Who is correct in saying this word, which is...
Inventory. That's the word.
And
inventory.
What's the meaning for inventory, please? For those people who have no idea what the word is that you're trying to say.
Well, if you've got products and it's stored at a warehouse, it's called inventory. Like the different items.
Inventory?
No, it's not inventory. That's the American's version. I say it the proper way. You guys say it the wrong way.
I've never heard anybody say inventory, ever.
Well,
ever.
Well, that's because you're all Americanized. That's what it is.
133353. Can you just help us out with this one? Actually, I'm going to send this to AB and Elliot this afternoon for the Queensland Rush Hour as well.
Fine. They'll say the same thing that I'm right, you're wrong.
So you're saying?
Inventory.
Inventory.
That's the proper Queen's English.
Is this the same as controversial? Or controversy. Yeah.
Controversy is the way I say it.
Controversy.
Yes. Controversy, again, is the American's way of saying it.
So you're saying this is the British way of saying it?
That's right.
So why aren't you saying all of the other British words then, in your words,
such
the
as,
right way, in inverted commas?
Such as what?
Well, whatever the other words are.
Controversy, that's the English version as well. Controversy is a song by Prince. 133353, prove me wrong, but I know I'm right.
You're not right. And you can't use Google either, by the way.
No, I'm using Google
Don't
after
use
all
Google.
This.
No, it's not. No, we're going, it's inventory or inventory, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Inventory.
Well, it's inventory, yeah.
Dan and Imeo, please settle it for us, mate.
Inventory.
Yeah, sorry,
I feel
Dan.
Like you're putting the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Excuse me. Daniel.
Look, my father, mother, grandfather, my father-in-law are all English, and none of them have said inventory because vet's not the proper, the main part of the word. So, yeah.
So it's inventory, right?
Well, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
You just said they don't say inventory.
They don't say it. They say inventory.
Oh,
it's inventory. It's exactly not. Right. Thank you, Dan. 133353. It looks like Dave's argument is not going to plan.
Jeez, you guys don't know your English.
G'day, Janelle.
Oh, my God. What does he think? He lives in a castle too or something?
I wish. There's one out at Habana. I'll take that one.
Inventory or inventory, just to, for the record.
I didn't know what the hell you were trying to call it, but it's inventory.
Yeah.
See, a second one that's wrong.
I don't understand where you picked up. Did they teach you at school inventory?
Yes.
Oh, you did go.
Go under your rock, Dave.
What, because I went to school?
No wonder. He went to Mount Druid, everybody. Oh. That explains everything.
Oh, wow. Deb in Beaconsfield, help me out here. You know you're right.
Dave, I'm with you. There's more accent on the end than the vent. It's inventory.
Thank you.
Not inventory.
Thank you very much, Deb.
No, but you still said it wrong, though.
I said inventory.
It's inventory.
It's inventory.
You're wrong again. Wow.
Let's go to Angie in Timberlands. Angie, is it inventory or inventory?
Inventory.
Sorry, Angie, I think you might be wrong there.
I used to even know the German word of that word.
I've got it. Is it arable? Oh, no, I was going to say, just as long as you don't swear on us on the air.
No.
See, overwhelming response, Dave, saying people said you got it wrong.
Yeah, everybody needs to go back to school again.
Inventory.
Inventory, that's how you say it. You go, don't laugh, because you're only laughing because you're wrong.
I'm going to go have a cup of TA. I'm going to have some TA now. TA.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
We will hurl 100 balls from a crane on 25th of June. The showgrounds don't want to miss this. $5,000 we could give it to you. Don't delay, if you live in Serena, there's a freeway, it's not that hard. On the website, you can enter, then watch us drop our balls on the mark. Our balls, they're free balling. A crane, they'll be dropping. You live in Mackay or the Pioneer Valley or Ellie down on the boulevard. 100 balls for anything environmental. Can't think of what rhymes with boulevard. Our balls, they're free balling from a crane, they'll be dropping. Free balling, yeah. There you go, folks. Another, edition of the Jay and Dave podcast.
Wouldn't say it's a stellar edition, but it's an edition.
Well, we had some really good guests. Adam Spencer, the scientist.
And our listeners.
Oh, of course.
Love having you on the show each weekday. Which you can catch us here, by the way, on the Listener app, or weekdays from 5:30 on Mackay and the Whitsundays. Triple M.